When the son of a woman who had been murdered begged the state of Alabama to not execute the killer, what happened? I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. In 1997, 11-year-old William Berry's mother, Margaret Berry, was killed by then 21-year-old Jeffrey West, a robbery that went horribly, horribly bad. Fast forward to 2025. Mr. Berry, now 40 and a devout Christian, when he learned about West's scheduled execution, did everything in his power to try to stop it. But the governor, Kay Ivey, refused his pleas, refused a commutation of the death sentence. The governor's reasons? First, so that West couldn't kill again, and also to deter further murders. But those public safety rationales hold no water. West was never getting out of prison, and capital punishment, studies show, is not a deterrent. The governor's other stated reason? To express society's outrage, that is, to sanction the killing of a person who killed in order to condemn killing. The governor made no mention of the often invoked rationale for state-sanctioned executions, justice and respect for the victim's family. Jeffrey West, before he was executed in late September, asked that the letter he'd received from Mr. Berry be placed in his coffin so that the words of forgiveness from the son of the woman he'd killed would always be with him. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.